proclamation number 4752 dated the October 2nd, 1949. Worshipping the Mother of God. All your spiritual questions will be answered, as this will help to provide clarity where truth should be distinguished from error. However, you always have to meet the condition of being interested in the pure truth, for when you are governed by the desire to have an already existent point of view confirmed, you are unable to receive pure truth. You have to request it and be willing to accept the right answer. The mother of my earthly body was destined since eternity to be the childbearer of humanity's savior. She possessed a soul of light which incarnated on earth for this sublime mission, thus she was pure and perfect compared to her earthly sisters. Nevertheless, she still had to experience an arduous life in order to attain supreme bliss in the spiritual kingdom, to become a true child of God, to achieve complete union with me. By fulfilling her mission, she had certainly earned the right to be regarded the holiest being in the spiritual kingdom, since due to her path of suffering on earth she had become an image of God. Her love for me had placed her into a state of suffering which also spiritualized her body. And thus she was a shining example of a mother bearing profound sorrow over a child. However, the divine worship shown to her by people is not in accordance with my will. She certainly had been the mother of my earthly body, but in the spiritual kingdom she's a being of light which, full of love and wisdom, wants to help you humans attain light and, as a result, beatitude. Beatitude in the spiritual kingdom is only possible in unity with me. But a soul can only achieve this unity with me through conscious aspiration and a heartfelt bond with me. Thus I have to be the only worthwhile thought on the mind of someone who wants to achieve beatitude. He is to try to find the bond with me voluntarily, uninfluenced by spiritual powers, because, were it allowed, every person would feel their influence, since their love for the people they want to help is immense. The soul deserted me voluntarily, it has to return to me voluntarily. Any influence by the beings of light would be a restriction of free will. The act of free will is the will's voluntary inclination to turn to me, which expresses itself in the conscious association with me, and this endeavor will be supported by the beings of light in every way. But the worship of any being of light is a wrongly directed will. The beings of light live in love for me, they constantly honor and praise me and never want to accept an honor by people for themselves, because they recognize in me the being which is most worthy of worship and in their humble love for me reject any honor for themselves, as they feel that I alone deserve it. Anyone who is aware of the light being's true relationship with me, whose love for me is kindled into brightest fire, will also understand the erroneous thoughts of people who show such worship for the Mother of God, as takes place. They will understand that it cannot be in accordance with my will, because people effectively create a second God for themselves, a being to whom they show adoration and honor, which it does not want to accept, since the human being should only ever strive to establish the relationship with me in order to achieve his goal while he is still on earth. Amen.